Welcome to Detective Comic Detectives. This is our first episode. I am Donnie, joined by my co-host, Moshe. Hello. Say hi.
Hello.
Hi, Moshe. And we are going to be discussing comic books' first ever real superhero, Superman. So, he started out as Kal-El on the planet of Krypton, as his parents sent him away in a ship. You want to keep going, Mush?
Where do I go from?
Just try and read, I guess. I don't know. We have a script.
Kryptonite was in the final moments. Jor-El and La'ar send their son.
Wait, Mush, stop for a sec. Just so you know, Moshe knows nothing about comics, so this is actually really funny for me to read, to hear. So I'm gonna let him read and just see.
Kal-El is to a planet with life livable atmosphere. I know nothing about this. I don't want to know anything about it. He crashes in Smallville, Kansas, where he adopted parents. Jonathan and Martha Kent found him. Is he a real guy? Because I know they named Jonathan, but I don't know if this is real in the superhero world.
Well, okay, here's the thing. He's a real character. He's a real character in this comic book, but he's not, like, a real person. He's, like, Superman's adopted father. But since Kal-El was a baby, he's just,
Okay, Jonathan and Martha are two loving couples. They're probably, like, a million years old. All right, Superman, you came home. What do you want?
They're both, like, 20.
What?
When they find Superman, they're both in their 20s, like late 20s.
But Superman's probably like the 40s, so they're probably like 100 now.
They're not much. No, that's not how comics works. They don't age like day to day. Like, think about it. Superman was created in 1938. They're like over, and they were 20 then. That would mean they're like over 110 years old.
They named him Clark, and they raised him on a house where he learned good and bad. Some days later, he moves to
Metropolis.
And works for a Daily Bugle, the new big newspaper publisher in Metropolis. At the time would pass, Clark would realize that he's something more and that people needed a hero. He would don for emblem of the House of L.
The emblem of the House of L. He's grumbling through some of these words.
I have no idea what it is. I don't know. Want to know.
The House of L was that Kal-El came from. And this was their, like, emblem. Like, if you, like, saw...
Hello?
I don't want to make out with the mic, Moshe. Don't make me make out with this microphone. This is gross. I'm going to talk, like, right here. Is this good? Is it good for you? Is this okay?
A little closer. A little farther.
Better.
Hold the mic.
Fine. Oh, you want me to actually just hold it? Fine. So.
Which is also Krypton symbol for hope and fight crime as Superman.
Okay. Thank you for that lovely synopsis of his history in the comics. I will read his character creation history as I wrote it so beautifully here. Superman's first appearance was in Action Comics number 1, which is actually technically false. Good? Is this good? This one good?
This is great.
Okay, don't let go. Which is technically false because his first appearance would actually be the first appearance of the name Superman would be in the short story titled The Reign of Superman in a magazine. Superman was a character created by Joe Shuster and Jerry Siegel, two Jews, on April 18th, 1938. Siegel was an amateur science fiction writer who writes for a self-published magazine called Science Fiction, The Advance Guard of Future Civilization. Weird name. Superman started with two powers, bulletproof and super strength, but has evolved to not only have heat vision, but also have frost breath, super speed, flight, being a nuclear bomb. What else? Other stuff. There's other stuff, too.
But on a side note, I was talking to Donnie this the other day, that I think Joe Schrader and Joey Siegel,
Joe Schuster and Jerry Siegel,
made it for the Holocaust. There was attention. I think they continued.
This was way before the Holocaust.
No, it wasn't. It was a year before the Holocaust.
This was 2 years.
No, it was the
1 year before the Holocaust. There was no way they knew they knew the future. They did not know this for the future. This was during the Great Depression, Moshe.
So maybe they wanted to help the Jew. They wanted to help people in the Great Depression.
They did. That's why they made the character. The comic book they made for this sold for like over $10 million in mint condition. It sold for 10 cents, probably like 10, 20, like I want to say like about $30 now. So that just goes to show how.
Are they still alive, those two men?
I think one of them might be, but I know at least one of them is dead, has passed. Fun facts about Superman include he has died.
Were they religious Jews?
I don't know.
Imagine you see them on Minion one day. What would you say? What would you tell them if you see them on Minion?
I would say thank you. One. Easily, I would say thank you.
All right, fun facts.
Superman has died in comics about 15 times and was killed by Doomsday, multiple different kinds of death rays, and other more general devices. Superman was once turned gay. It wasn't really gay. It was implied and complimenting Jimmy Olsen by the help of pink kryptonite. Whereas regular green kryptonite would just weaken him and not help him.
So Superman was gay.
No. Okay, you're understanding that wrong.
That was very weird. Imagine Superman is gay.
He was for a single for that issue.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to read it and tell Superman that he looks beautiful.
He's not gay anymore. Do you hear me?
But for that episode, he is. So but
it's not an episode. So it's an issue of a comic book.
For that issue of the comic book, he's gay. So I could tell him, okay, hello, man.
Why would you want to tell him that? He's like Superman. You would have any other. You can tell him anything, and the first thing you tell him is you were gay.
Of course.
So if we were a celebrity, and I walk up to you and you say you're gay, you'd be totally fine with that?
Yes, 100%. I support gay people, and I like when Superman's gay. I think it's supporting the culture of the LGBTQ community.
Are you gay?
I don't like James Charles and those YouTubers for other reasons because they're earning money off that. But I like
YouTube is a profession, though.
But I support it, and I want to go to the Gay Day Parade to support those people.
We're gonna take a quick tangent. What don't you like about them? Just so we know. Wait, what specifically don't you like about them making money on YouTube?
I don't know. I think like they don't have what's it called? They don't have intelligence. They don't have like these YouTubers. They don't have the qualifications to be YouTubers. Like why can I be a YouTuber? Why can I do it?
Here, what do you think should qualify someone as a YouTuber? Just sorry
someone
for this tangent.
Someone who actually has really skill, curious. Like smartness, and knows how to run a channel. Who went to college?
They run a channel.
They do, but like, what are they gonna do 10 years from now?
They could still be making money 10 years from now if they know how to play the system right.
Maybe Mr. Beast does, but not like East Family.
Okay, we're not getting into this right now. This is a superhero podcast, comic book podcast. We are not getting into this right now. Whatever. Many heroes were influenced by Superman, such as Sentry, Blue Marvel, and Hyperion, all of which belong to Marvel Comics, Shazam in the DC Universe, and Homelander in the universe of The Boys.
Who owns Marvel today? I think it's Disney.
Disney owns Marvel.
Isn't that amazing? Disney owns
like a lot of stuff. Like Disney might be king soon. Like Disney might.
Disney is the king of the
Disney
internet.
Might be the new Nazis. Disney might be the new worldwide Nazis.
No, they're not the Nazis, but they're maybe what's it called? Maybe they're the
kid. Walt Disney was anti-Semitic. I'm not saying they are now. I'm saying
no.
Walt
you
Disney.
Know you do you know who is in the Disney universe now? You know who? Jews.
I mean, please elaborate on that.
Jews are running Disney. Why are they making such good acquisitions? They're running ABC, Because there's Jews
That's not necessarily true. They could just have people who really know what they're talking about when they say,
oh, wait, Walt
this,
Disney, I hate Walt Disney, but he's, I gotta give him credit. He was a great guy.
I mean, he was a great guy. He gave birth to several now well-famous characters, such as Mickey, Minnie Mouse, Goofy.
Everybody, you should love Goofy. Goofy's amazing.
Goofy is literally the best. Goofy is my spirit animal.
All right, let's go on.
Superman was also Batman for a time in an Elseworlds story called Batman Speeding Bullets. I haven't read it, but I heard it's pretty good. I'd recommend to check it out. Ultraman, belonging to Earth 3, is an alternate version of Superman who's evil, meaning, and everything about him is flipped. So basically, he's weakened by the sun, whereas Superman gets his powers from yellow sun radiation. And he gets his powers by consuming kryptonite. Superman.
What is kryptonite?
Kryptonite is just like a basically a substance, like a, some sort of like a rock, basically. It's like a crystal that was at one point like you know how we have like the crust on Earth.
Yeah.
And then we have another layer that I don't remember the name of off the top of my head.
Yeah.
It's basically that layer equivalent to Krypton. Krypton was that second layer. Kryptonite was Krypton's second layer.
Okay.
And then basically on Krypton, he wouldn't have powers.
The next one's interesting. Yeah. Superman was a Nazi on Earth X in the comics of the same name.
And then he was also a communist. in the comic Superman Red Sun, both of which are just alternate timelines where the Nazis won World War, or Superman landed hours before he was supposed to, and therefore landed in communist Russia.
That was very interesting, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I found that pretty interesting when I heard about that the first time, like, years ago. Go up, up, up. No, push up a little further down. Keep, there you go.
Famous actors who played Superman. Actors who played the Man of Steel include
Henry Cavill in the DC Cinematic Universe. Ugh. Brandon.
Why? Ugh.
I don't like those films. I don't know. I honestly don't think those films hold up to what I believe to be what they could be, in my opinion. I feel like, given the right director, like the Nolan films, the Nolan Batman trilogy, amazing. Amazing. Marvel Cinematic Universe, amazing. Marvel has locked down what a good Marvel movie, what a good movie about superheroes could be.
But is Marvel really the owners of Goofy? The owners of Goofy?
Okay, fine. We're not talking about Super Goofy
or
here.
Or Diffit.
We're not talking about Super Goofy here.
Imagine they made a superhero named Super Goofy. That's, like, amazing.
That's
imagine
a real thing. They have Super Grover, therefore Super Goofy should exist. If he doesn't already.
Or Super Mickey. Imagine
Brandon
Mickey Ruth, Mouse is, like, superheroes.
Brandon Ruth appeared as Superman in Superman Returns, and I believe 2008, and on the CW during the TV event, Crisis on Infinite Earths. Brandon Ruth is also known for playing the Atom on Legends of Tomorrow, also on the CW.
You spelled Tomorrow wrong, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
So I'll just switch it.
We don't need to do that right now.
I need to put a period.
Okay. Okay. Moshe's just catching my grammar mistakes, and I didn't do that. I didn't put periods for a reason, because they're bullet points.
All right, I'll delete the period.
God dang it. Okay, if you're going to keep reading.
All right, I'll read. Tom Welling on Super Smallville, but
Smallville.
But also played a future version of Smash Smallville Superman on CW, also in Crisis and on Infinity Earths.
Christopher Reeve in the four films from the late 80s and early 90s. If I got those dates right, I would be shocked. And George Reeves, no relation to Christopher Reeve, in the 1950s, Superman TV serials, Adventures of Superman.
Wait. There's one thing I need to say. I don't know anything about this. I'm just reading off a script, so.
Moshe, we've made this clear already.
If there's any questions, please don't ask me.
Ask me. Follow me on nothing. I don't have social media.
You guys need to get on this stream and say, Donnie Marcus needs to get social media.
Don't you dare.
It's like incredible how he doesn't have social media. It's
I
like
don't
amazing.
Have
I have
Instagram. It's a choice, Moshe.
I go on Instagram. I'm on Instagram right now. It's amazing.
I don't have social media for a reason, Moshe.
And shout out to Mr. Beast, by the way.
I don't have a social media for a reason.
You always shout out to Mr. Beast in the end of the videos.
Okay. I guess this is the end of our first episode.
All right, thank you, everybody.
Don't stop recording. Shout out to Marveling at Marvel's Marvels for allowing us to use this name. Shout out to Marveling at Marvel's Marvels also helped me inspire me to make this podcast. And yeah,
What about the questions?
Questions I made up myself.
What about that?
If we gain a certain amount of listeners, maybe we can do question answer at some point. If you guys, those who are listening, all -2 of you.
We upload maybe once a week. We're going to try to upload the beginning week.
Promises. Every other week, now. Every other Wednesday. Every other Monday.
Every other Monday is going to be uploaded.
Tuesday. Every other Tuesday.
Every other Tuesday, but we're going to be filming on Sundays. Every other Sunday is going to be
filming. What are we filming?
In this week, you should expect this podcast to be out on Sunday. And one more thing.
That's my chair. I just want to show how broken it is.
One more thing. We're going to do for the first week, we're gonna upload three new podcasts, this one and two others, just to start our film career. So
this isn't a film though.
Start our podcast career.
There you go.
So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.